Hey, you guys.
What's the crack? So, my name's Kate.
My name is Sophie.
And you're listening to Two Girls in Pod.
Come on, the lab.
Can't believe this is happening.
I know, we literally made this decision maybe 3 days ago to do this.
But yeah, thanks for all the support and stuff, even though we plagued you on Twitter and Instagram and stuff.
Holy God, you've literally, the response has been a bit overwhelming, to be honest.
So two of us are currently on Sophie's squeaky bed. Sophie, if you'd like to demonstrate.
Class.
So we'll talk more about that in the sex episode.
Sure.
So the two of us are currently having a small G&T.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose, Sophie, do you want to give it like a little rundown about what Two Gals, One Pal is?
So Two Gals, One Pal is going to be like dating, Tinder, life after college, mental health, big one, a little bit of fashion, maybe.
A little bit of fashion. And also being like the post-college blues.
Yeah,
I
big
feel like
one.
It's something that no one is really prepared for.
100%. I don't think people, when you're in college, you don't really hear about it. But like, it is such a thing that hits and stuff. So big thing to be talked about and big relevant topic in our lives at the moment, I think.
And also, I think we're just kind of stumbling through our first few, like the first few minutes of this podcast. So like, do you know what? I'd say
just
like,
let us ramble.
Just let us ramble. And also like the topics of this podcast are malleable in itself. Mm. I feel like, even to call it a podcast more so than just a chat is a bit bizarre.
Yeah, I know. But we should also explain that it is two gals, one pal. Wow, get the name right, Sophie.
Go on, girl.
Two gals, one pal. But you'll notice that there's only two gals here.
Yeah.
We don't have a pal. The pal for this week is you, my friends. You are all the pals.
So, yeah. So, the premise every week, or whenever we decide, if we decide to do a second episode, if we're not feckin' mortified after this, is that myself and Sophie are the gals. And we'll have a pal on every week just to, I suppose, bring about a topic that person is interested in and just have a chat, like a real honest chat, and get some questions, get some topic suggestions and pal suggestions as well. So because we got so many questions so far, I think we might just kick off.
Wait, no, we have to do our introductions, Kate.
Oh, sorry.
We have to wait for our introductions. Geez.
Roll the intro music.
Our little intro, we have almost like a little form for people to fill out when they come in. Not fill out, but you have to
For all the pals.
For all the pals. But for this week, because you are our pals, you obviously aren't here, so you can't fill it out. But for you to get to know us better, we're going to answer our own questions that we're going to ask everyone every week. So, Kate.
Go on.
Tell me your name, Kate.
My name is Kate Moriarty. My birth name is actually Catherine, but nobody calls me that.
Oh, Catherine.
Catherine with a K.
Oof.
Go on.
Oof. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That's very continental.
Very continental.
So, at what age are you, Kate?
I'm 23. I'm going to be 24 next week.
Oh, beautiful. What are you working as?
I just finished my master's last week. So, I know. I finally am like talking to people outside of like my bedroom, which is gas.
They were just talking to people of mine.
So I'm currently working inside in the university, doing tours and doing social media and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take some time just to like breathe after my master's, and then we'll decide what the path is.
Gas. What is your relationship status?
Oh, baby. I'm in a full-time relationship with myself.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, like
so single, very, you know, single, I mean? Very
like,
single,
like single, but like actually okay with it. Like for the first time in ages,
that's good.
I'm actually single, like actually single, and it's an interesting ride.
Oof,
do you know?
Oof.
Oh, she's so deep.
So since you're single, what is your Tinder bio?
Oh my God, my Tinder bio is I tell you more about myself, but like GDPR.
Good one. I like that one. To be honest, what is your star sign?
Baby, I am a Libra Virgo cusp.
You're a cusp.
I'm a cusp baby. Yeah.
And what is your Twitter and Insta handle?
My Instagram handle is just all lowercase Kate Moriarty.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Simple, keep to the point.
Yeah. And my Twitter is God's name is Kate.
Oh, all lowercase. Just wondering who came up with that, to be honest.
Sophie, thanks very much.
And one thing that makes you happy?
You.
Yeah. One thing that pisses you off.
Tables that aren't level in restaurants.
Oh Jesus, that's
that fucking bothers me so much, man.
And where are you at in life? You can't answer that.
Yeah, like just finished the master's, kind of floating through, just doing some self care times.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a clink.
Clink to that. Right. Now you have to ask me all the questions now.
Soppy, what is your name?
Sophie Flanagan, thank you.
Sophie Flanagan.
Or Moon. There's
there's question, there's debate.
There's question here. So I'm known as Sophie Moon by some. I'm known as Sophie Flanagan by others. It's a mysterious little time. Don't think I'll explain now.
How old are you?
I am just turned 23, baby.
And what are you working as?
I am an executive assistant in University College Cork, which sounds much more fancier than the job actually is. I sit at a desk all day. I'm a secretary. Like.
Ah, but she loves it.
I love it. I love it, to be honest. Yes. Love a bit and of the work, like, office banter.
Love it, yeah. And what's your relationship status?
I am currently very, very single.
Weak. What is your horoscope? Or your star sign?
My star sign is I'm a Leo, and I'm a very, very typical Leo.
Oh, are you?
Proper. Oh,
like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm just totally in a space at the moment where I'm like, astrology.
Oh, what about us? So interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I'll carry on. What's one thing that makes you happy?
One thing that makes me happy is you.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
Copycat. What's one thing that pisses you off, man?
One thing that pisses me off is, recently I've actually been getting really annoyed at people that's getting in the way on the street, and old people that think they're entitled. But
like Spanish student groups?
No, but old people. Oh. No, old people. I literally was walking in the road the other day, and there was an old man walking the street, and he put up his hands to stop a bus driving in the middle of the street. I was like, the bus stopped, like, but I was like, lads, come
on.
I
can't wait to be to that age where I literally just don't give a fuck.
I know, but it's also kind of rude. Like, but I was like, come on, you're only hit by a bus. Like, you can't get angry. But he got, like, angry. I was like, come on. That's just the rules of the road, like.
I say we'll agree to disagree on this one. Like, I can't wait to be an old person that doesn't give a fuck. Like, what is your Twitter/Instagram handle, Bebe?
My Twitter handle is catlady. So it's CATL4DY.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then my Instagram is spicyjoe24, baby.
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 And where are you at in life?
Where am I at? I'm kind of just chilling. I don't know. I'm the most single I've been in a year. I figured that out. Most single. Like, don't have a date on the way. Not texting anyone. I'm the most absolutely single I've been in a year. Happy with it. Like, just chilling.
Cool.
Moving house now in 2 weeks.
Very exciting.
Moving house. Everything's coming up so far. Yeah. Like, I'm staying in Cork. I'm moving about 2 minutes down the road. Like, it's grand. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good little time.
How long have we known each other?
We have known each other for this December, 3 years.
Jesus wept.
I know. But it feels like a lot. No, 4 years.
4 years.
4 years. 4 years.
4 years. Jesus. That's mental.
First time I met you was how I know Kate is, Kate put on a panto in 2K15.
Oh, God.
2K15. And
it was called Cinderella.
It was Cinderella. And I auditioned and got the part of the auto glass repair person. So I had
an integral role to the fairy tale.
Very. I came out 3 times whenever anyone said chip or crack, and then came out and advertised auto glass.
And they didn't give us any money.
Honestly, like, I don't work for free. Like,
that charity panto was great.
It was.
And we went on then to do another one.
We did in 2K17.
I wrote and directed Aladdin Cork, which was a pun on Aladdin. And Sophie was my
stage manager,
but also like everything else. Like
stage manager, show to cry on, general friend, but also person who probably cried the most.
But
like, I cried so much during that was the most stressful time. I also done it during my final year, so I was just like, I'm in bits.
But it was
I'm in bits.
But it was also just gas because Sophie like brought so much happiness to everyone else. And on the first night, I went backstage and Sophie was just there like in bits.
I was like, don't touch me.
And it was so funny because everyone else was on stage like singing "Can't Stop the Feeling" by Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake, and like it was like so camp fun, and Sophie was just weeping in the corner like
because a light went wrong.
You know, like, so Sophie, what did you study in college?
I done drama and theatre studies and a little bit of geography. Really, really enjoyed my degree. What did you study, Kate?
In my undergrad I studied psychology and English, and I just finished a positive psychology and co-stream master's. So yeah, that's fun. So I got involved with like drama and stuff with the Drama Society in UCC, which like I've met the most of my best friends from.
Yeah,
and that's a fact. Just small things.
Yeah, same. I think the Drama Society was definitely like both of us a big part of our college experience.
Totally.
And it definitely in itself was like just one big massive friend group. That's what I felt like anyway.
Yeah,
I feel like anyone that was in drama is just generally my friend.
Mm-hmm. 'Twas the best of times.
'Twas the stressfulness of times.
Stressfulness. Speaking about trauma friends, the majority of them actually submitted all the questions.
Yeah, it's so true. Lads, Jesus. We had over 50 questions submitted.
In 2 days.
Well, like, some of them weren't serious. Some of them were like, what's your favourite colour? Or do you like succulents or lavender?
Succulents. Are you for real? That's a serious question.
But
succulents.
Like, lavender's so calming.
Yeah, but like, lavender takes, like...
Succulents, like...
Maintenance.
If you touch them, they go... Like, they can sting you.
But succulents are, like, pretty to look at. And they low maintenance. And...
Me. Oh, my God.
But like, lavender is lovely for inside the pillow, but that's like a very like self care Mark Breen type.
Oh, Mark Breen, our queen.
Yeah, Mark Breen is going to come on soon and talk about like Lush products if we decide to do another.
If you find Mark Breen, I think it's MW_Breen. I'm not sure if that's definitely his Twitter. I'm not sure if it's his Instagram. But look, if you ever need Lush advice,
like Mark Lush Breen is Lush your soap, man. Like Lush.
Lush, yeah. What?
Just like Lush advice.
Like, he does, like, little reviews on his Instagram all the time. They're very wholesome. It's very wholesome.
Yeah, he's a wholesome man.
He's a wholesome being, like.
Right, will we start with questions?
Yeah, so we'll be going to our little first question. So, I think we answered our first one really was, in a nice way, who are you?
I have
a little story about the sender, actually.
Oh, go on.
I do have a little story about the sender. So, this fella asked, who are you? And he wrote me on Tinder 2 weeks ago.
Oh man.
Oh, I was like, oh man.
Tinder stop rolls, the cult. Like
Tinder. I was like, rolls. Oh gas. We like, didn't have that much of a conversation, like it was just like a couple messages, but like, remember me. I'm class, like please.
Tinder woes, like oh like
general feeling.
Like Tinder it. Like Tinder, I have such an interesting relationship with Tinder in the sense that like Tinder is the best and worst thing ever. Like it's solely for validation.
Mm.
Like the app is solely like I went on one date with one guy I met on Tinder ever, and like that turned out to be like a nice little thing for what it was, but like other than that, like you either get just people swiping you and not messaging back, or else you just get guys being like, "What are you up to for me?"
I
like,
hate that.
Do you know what I mean?
I hate that. When you're like, "Oh, sorry, can't talk. Offer a shower. Oh, can I join? Go away. No, like I hate that. That's literally like,
I used to get all my lad friends and like pimp their Tinders for them.
Literally done that to my roommate
today.
That's
a service, like that's a service. Can I just talk about how warm I am? I bought a new jumper today and they have like really fluffy sleeves.
Yeah, I'm actually quite warm as well. Very warm. But yeah, Tinder is for me. I like Tinder. I think anyone who knows me knows that I'm an absolute serial dater. That I'm.
Wow.
I date a lot. I'm not going to lie about it, I date loads. But I'm a good texter, so Tinder suits me, but I know there's people who don't like texting and it doesn't suit them. But I'm very like, I don't flirt on Tinder. I'm very like, I just want a general good conversation out of you. Like, I don't be flirting with you. If you can't give me good conversation, I'm not going near you.
I've met a few people I've had, like, not physically met, but like, been chatting to a good few people that have got like a decent, like, intellectual chat beyond like, what are you at for the weekend? Sort of chat, do you know what I mean? But anyway, I feel like we could talk about Tinder for ages. That's why we have it in like our topics thing. So like,
like I could talk for years, like for years and years and years, I could talk about Tinder. Fact. So next question, let's have a little look. We have a notebook with all your questions in it. So I think we answered half of these in our bloody chat. So wait, Kate, now we have a good question for you.
Oh, for me? And
specifically at you. So how was it readjusting to course life after your year on the Students Union?
Oh, all right. So for context, I suppose, between my undergrad and my postgrad, I was on the Students' Union in UCC as a sabbatical officer. So I was deputy president and campaigns officer. And it was an unbelievable year. Like, made very good friends out of it, had amazing experiences. But it was seriously, seriously savage.
But how was readjusting?
Readjusting was interesting because I think when you go through college as a student, you only see like the happy, fun, shiny side of college a lot of the time. Like, and once you get a glimpse into the like the corporate side of college, like the making money, the shine and shimmer kind of goes away from it a little bit. And being able to fix problems and stuff like that for students, and then going straight back to like having issues and not being able to like sort them out yourself is very frustrating. But like, it was interesting. Like, I wasn't anticipating it because like I knew I knew the like senior management in UCC, but I was still a student. Like, it was, it's so weird. Like, from going, being like, not staff but like close to staff.
Yeah.
In a way that you know people, you're in meetings, stuff like that. To just being a regular student again is interesting, but like it was a big like stress relief too.
Yeah,
it was good. Like, I'm very glad I went back and did my master's, and I did in UCC as well.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I definitely see that thing though, working in UCC now, the whole like glimmer of like UCC kind of fades a bit because you get to see the entire background of like what's happening. Yeah. And like, I know I've like, I'm on a very different side, like I'm on academic admin side, but it is like everything that happens, there is like at least 10 people behind it. Like,
oh my gosh.
Even just getting that like mark for what you like got on like an exam going up on your student admin, like that takes like 10 people to like get that up. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, so thanks for the question. Was that Barra?
Yeah,
Barra. Good luck, Barra, and thanks very much for fucking sponsoring the mic, man.
Oh yeah, oh man. This mic is class. Thank you, Barra. Barra gave me a lend of the mic last week and showed me how to use it and everything, but that obviously went over my head of how to use it because I don't know anything about technology, but thanks for explaining anyway, Barra. We figured it out. It was all Kate, really. Kate's figured out everything. Kate's kind of done everything.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
No. Equal effort, man. I provide the graphics, Sophie provides the banter and the gin.
I provide the gin, and I kind of got the microphone but didn't have to pay any money for it. Just extortion, like. So, next question, I guess, is
up.
When did you first realise you fancied boys and or girls? I guess we should lead this in what our sexuality is.
I'm heterosexual.
I'm also heterosexual, so
like, when or have you ever questioned your sexuality?
Oh, that's interesting.
I always ask that on dates because it's a question that really can, I suppose, give an insight into the way that you look at the world.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I've questioned my sexuality before. I feel like a lot of people have, like, but...
I feel like it's a lot easier for girls to say that they question their sexuality.
Totally.
We're always, like, supportive of, like, each other's, like, appearance and stuff like that. But then I've also met lads who are just so, like, open about their sexuality and stuff, and, like, being like, oh, yeah, sure, like, I would have questioned that and stuff, and, like...
Yeah, I think that's really attractive in a man, actually.
100%.
When they're like, oh, yeah, definitely. Like, it's just kind of like, yeah, fucking go, like, good for you fucking making that such a human experience.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, when did I realise I like boys? I'll tell you my sexual awakening moment
right now.
So, I remember being a chung one at home, Halloween night.
Spooky.
So, and watching Casper live animation.
Oh, so many people have had this one.
So when Casper turns into the boy and he walks down the staircase, I felt feelings I've never felt before. So fade. Like, he comes down the stairs, he has like that Hanson haircut, which is like not short, not long, like kind of making up its mind. And I remember like looking at the television and like going red because I was like, I can't believe my mom is watching this with me right now, and I'm feeling this. Like,
what age were you?
Oh, like a young one. I'd say like 11. Younger, maybe.
Mm.
That, and also the live action remake of Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people say they love Peter Pan as well.
Daphne with the blue eyes.
And the curly blonde.
And the curly. Like, whenever I see a man with like curly hair, I'm like,
Peter Pan.
No. No, like, whenever I see a guy with curly hair, I'm like, imagine our kids.
Oh my god!
In a weird way, because like not, I'm not broody. Like, well, like,
you are so broody. That's such a lie.
I'm broody, but like, I don't want to have kids and I don't want to get married. No, do you know what I mean? Disclaimer.
But someone, like, please marry Gate,
honey. No, but like, when I look at someone with curly hair and I'm like, imagine if our kids would look like Cousin It from Adam's Family. Oh, like, they would just have so much fucking hair.
So fair, they would. Picasso, like, that, their hair would be.
What about
how
you?
Many naggins could you fit in my hair?
Yeah, cause I used to hide Malibu naggins in my hair when I was a young one.
Malibu.
Nice. Because they were plastic. So the glass is...
Cutting shattered your scalp.
It's a safety precaution.
Health and safety, guys.
Steve Mead would be so proud.
Health and safety at the set. I know exactly when my first... I don't know if this was my first one, but this was like my biggest one that was like, I have a genuine crush on this man. Was... So I don't know, not many people remember this. I think I must have been about 12. like I'd fancied boys before that, but this was like proper like literal like I don't know if anyone remembers the movie Minutemen that used to be on Disney Channel.
No.
So there's a movie called Minutemen, and I assume this stems from my love of Back to the Future, because Minutemen was about three teenage boys that discover that they've created a time travel machine.
What? Right?
Yeah.
Can we watch this?
Oh, if I could fucking find it, Kate. Oh my god, I've been searching for years. I need it on DVD. I need to watch it. I need to relive this moment. But maybe not, because like they're young kids and I'm now a 23-year-old woman. Yeah. Oh god, yeah.
No, but you'd be like nostalgic. You'd be like,
oh, I used to like them, but like they're a child. Like,
yeah, fair.
I liked them when I was that age, but not anymore, because they literally have like a face of a circle.
No.
But like still me, because I love baby faces.
Sophie has such a type.
I have such a type. But there was three lads, and there was the small one was, I can't remember what his name was in the movie, but I know his actual name is Luke Benward.
Ooh.
Luke Benward. And Luke Benward, I obsessed over. Obsessed to the point that like I like thought he was so beautiful, I couldn't remember his face. Do you ever see someone you can't remember their face that they're so beautiful? I don't know why. Sometimes it happens to me. And I remember like I'd go to bed at night and I'd be like, but I can't remember his face. So after a while, I just printed off a picture of him from the internet and kept it beside my bed. So,
how old are you?
I don't know.
17. No,
I was definitely like 10 to 12. I need to look at when...
That's a solid like fourth class. But I'm really afraid
that
someone's going to
Google when that came out, and it's going to be like, Sophie, you were literally 16
years
old.
I'm going to look at it right now.
I don't know
now.
When it was. But I used to keep a little picture of him beside my bedroom table. And Googled him. That I found.
Is it Minuteman or Minutemen?
Minutemen. Minutemen.
But they were boys.
Honestly, they were men. But,
oh my god, stop.
And then looked up on Google, found he had an EP. He had a 3-song EP.
2008. 10 years ago.
I was 13.
That's not bad.
No, I was 12 because it was January. I was 12.
That's not bad.
I was 12.
Bad. That's not bad.
I was 12. I swear. And so we like this 3-song EP. One of the songs was Higher Love, like Bring Me the Higher Love. Oh. That's the only reason I know all the words to that song is because of this. So he had like, and it was like this.
What does he look like now?
He looks completely different.
What's his name?
Luke Benward.
Luke
Benward.
Benward.
And I also looked up his website, and you could buy 10 minutes on Skype with him.
Stop.
And I was like,
do you want to do it?
I don't think you can do it anymore. That was 10 years
he's
ago.
He's a year younger than me.
He looks like that now, but look at what he used to... We're Googling, by the way.
Oh my god.
Excuse me. That's what he used to look like.
Justin Bieber haircut.
He Justin Bieber, a little tooth gap. But it was because he was the nerdy one in Minutemen that I loved him. Because he was the one who discovered the time travel.
So he was the intellectual type you were
after. Yeah, and I was like, honey.
So that feeds into
your type. Speak science to me.
That feeds into your type, man.
Oh, 100%. Baby face, like nerdy.
Luke Benwardy. Do you know what I mean?
I know. It's all, like, it all stems from him.
Interesting.
It all stems from that man.
I feel like... So someone recently that I was kind of dating a while back asked me what my type was, and I was actually like perplexed by myself for a good like,
yeah, you don't have a type,
25 minutes, like for ages, like all through college people like, what's your type? They'd be like, emotionally unavailable, haha, like joking, but like, but that was a solid trend there for a while, like,
that was, but you do look, I was about to say you do love an artsy man, but then you weren't going to like a very artsy man.
No, like I have two, I have two types, like I reckon I have like this artsy, like creative type, and I also have the type of like very like macho masculine, could throw me around the place sort of man.
So
like,
true, so true.
Yeah, like it's one or the other, but like I don't think I have a type, actually, fundamentally. Yeah.
I have three very, very strong types, and I would rarely move from these types. And like you can tell,
it's your comfort
like,
zone, man.
Like everyone knows, like they're looking at a man, they'll be like, that's Sophie's type. Like, well, my friends know. Who I like in a room, because they know my type so well. So
I would send Sophie screenshots of people on Tinder being like,
and I'd be like, yeah, we already matched. Like when he went, shipped him 3 weeks ago.
Done.
Like, but so I have three types, and Kate will attest to this now.
Yeah, fact.
My first type is, it hasn't been as relevant now in college because I was very much my type in school, was beardy rugby players.
I'm still a fan of them.
Beardy rugby. See, I've gone off rugby players because they kind of freak me out, and that's not. That was mean, but like they do, like, I don't know, that masculinity of a rugby player kind of scares me.
Like, I used to work for Munster Rugby for a while, and
Jesus,
yeah, ever since
I couldn't cope. But should I explain my type?
Yeah, go
right.
Go.
So this rugby player, beardy rugby player, there is dark-haired nerdy boy with that probably wears glasses. That does definitely wear glasses.
With black skinny jeans.
With black skinny jeans. Like, and kind of looks a little bit hipstery.
And floppy hair.
Well, like, dark hair. Usually a little bit of stubble. This is very specific now, lads, but it is that specific. And usually does, like, an artsy course. Or has, like, an interest in some kind of art.
Like, creative outlet.
Yeah.
Right.
So, there's that. And then there is the, like, punk rock, looks good and plaid, like, gingery, blondie boy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Usually likes punk rock.
Punk rock.
But it is. Like, that's like, that sounds like a specific person, and it is, but it's just several specific people.
Yeah. Yeah. Serious, like, trends, yeah, that's
three of them, and it will never sway from them three. But it's usually that middle. It's usually the rugby player one mixed with the middle one.
Yeah.
It's usually like an in between of them two.
That's so funny. Like, yeah, that's so evident. But like, I don't actually, thinking back on it now, I don't think I actually have a physical type. I think I have more of an intellectual type.
Oof. Want to sit on mama's lap, like.
Oh god.
Another question: our favorite place to go out in Cork City.
1, 2, 3. Brogue.
I think everyone knows that if I'm not in work and not home, you will find me in the brogue. Like,
yeah,
bury me in the brogue. Like,
find me in the brogue.
Like, spread my ashes in the smoking area of the brogue.
That's so grim.
But like, so true though.
Sure, we were there last night.
Help me, I'm so hungover yet drinking G&Ds.
Oh, just help yourself.
But so last year, Kate was single for a few months there for the little summer.
Fair play to you, Kate.
Fair play to you. And Kate was very like, let's get with the lads.
I wasn't even in a case of like, I'm going to get with everyone. I was, do you know what? I've done a lot of reflection on this.
Really? You're a psychology student. I never would have guessed.
But like, super self-reflective this year. And like, I've completely overthought about this. So like, where I think that is, like, so basically, last year, particularly in the summertime, it was the first time I was single in 3 years, like seriously single. Like, there had been stints where I was single, but like proper single.
It was the first time I'd properly known Kate to be single.
Like, and I just went a bit mad, but like, I didn't go mad in the sense of like going home with people or even shifting people. Really, like,
yeah, you didn't really.
But I just was like,
you'd talk to anyone on a night out. You would. You were in that stage where you would be like, walk up to anyone and be like, hi.
Yeah, like, I had no, I still don't though. Like, I just don't have any inhibition when it comes to talking to people on nights out. Like, but I took it to an extreme. Like, I used to go up to lads and be like, hey, look, I know you're attracted to me. Like, what do you want to do about it? Like, that's not funny. Like, like, fundamentally, like, that's gross. Like, I hate the fact that I was that person. But like, I needed to be that person at that time. But like, it's fundamentally fucking disgusting. Like,
but she also walked up to a fella and just went, hey, want to sit in mama's lap?
That was purely piss taking though. And I actually feel so bad about that. Like,
even telling it to like other lads, like literally they're just like, that meme. The guy with the blonde hair that's like, no.
With all the math equations.
Shaking his head like, no. Like, excuse me, what did you just say?
But like, that time it was really all about like just reaffirming in myself that I was attractive, and I just outsourced that.
Mm. And that's okay.
That's okay. Like, it's okay to do that as a young one. Like, But
it's okay to do it as a not young one. Do you know what I mean? It's
as an
okay.
old one, like.
As an old one, like, it's okay to be a like 6 year old woman walk around the rugby and like, do you want to sit on mama's lap?
Grandmama's lap.
Right,
we move on to the next one there. I'm getting a bit self conscious over here.
So, tell us some mad facts about you. That's one question.
Oh.
Which I feel like is like, on the first day of school, it's like, ooh. Like, I don't know any mad facts about me. I don't think I'm mad. Like, what constitutes as a mad fact?
I got my hair searched in JFK Airport.
Did you?
Yeah, fact. So I
ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I was coming back from New York and I was flying by myself. I was working in Minnesota for the summer, which was the best summer ever. And I worked in a summer camp and I went Minnesota, Minneapolis, New York. It was some crack. And then I flew home by myself to Dublin. This security guy just looked at me and she like did like the come hither with her finger. Like, and I was like, oh, holy fuck. Like, I have cocaine smuggled somewhere internally. Like, I was like, oh no, what's going to happen? And she was like, come here, baby. I was like, oh no. Like, I was so panicked. And I like did the whole like pointing at my own chest and like looked around my shoulder and I was like, me? Like, Me little Irish girl. No, sure, I wouldn't do anything.
What's cocaine?
What's cocaine? Anyway, so she pulled me into like a little side. It wasn't even a room. It was like with these little like bollard, not bollard things, but you know, like the
dividers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, literally asked her, "What are you gonna do to me?" Literally, because I everything in my body clenched when I turned around, because I was just like,
"They're gonna search my ass."
I mean, like, yeah, pretty much. Like, she put on plastic gloves, and I was like, "Oh no, like, oh please, no, leave me alone." And she was just like, "Sit down." And I was like, "Oh well, thank God." And then she just gave me a lovely little scalp massage.
Sit down, thank God.
And she like gave me a nice little scalp
massage
in the gym, and I couldn't really enjoy it because I was so like stressed through the whole thing. But also, not a big fan of massages.
Oh really?
Yeah, don't like the idea of strangers touching me.
But like, do you know why I don't really like to be touched sometimes?
Yeah,
I think a massage would be class. I've never gotten one like professionally.
I got a massage done once as like a Christmas present, and it was this little Hungarian woman, and she stood up on my back.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was very nice, but like my back felt like butter afterwards. But like, I would have preferred to have had like a 15 minute chat with the woman beforehand, just because like I was naked in a room which was dark with like odd wind pipe.
I don't
think
I could take feet being on my back.
Yeah, feet, like,
Jesus Christ, you don't know where they've been, like.
You know,
Jesus, cheesy feet, like,
what? No, to be fair, now she was working in the spa, like,
so they had to have been like hygienic.
Like, fingers crossed, like, my face was in a little hole in the bed, like,
didn't have a look, like,
do you know what I mean?
The toes,
I couldn't,
like,
be like, well, Helga,
put, like, have a little scan of the nails.
Know, Helga,
like,
come here one second, there, will you? Take off the Crocs, there. Let me have a look. Helga, come here. Oh man, I don't know. Anyway, she just kept saying, "You're very tense," and I was like, "Yeah, obviously I'm very fucking tense. You're standing on my fucking back." But she had the two row panel things above her, so
she was
so
like holding herself.
Yeah, like her whole body weight.
Jesus,
I was on my back.
That must be some job. Like, where did you get this one?
Photo.
Jeez, wildlife park.
Yeah. Helga was a giraffe. We mentioned. No, photo spa resort. Right. Next question, I'd say. Less talking about feet and Helga, to be honest.
No, wait, I'll give my fact.
Oh, yeah, go.
I'll give my fact.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you know, I think an interesting fact about me is I feel like I'm such an extrovert, and I'm such a socially, like, need so to socialise. Like, I'm a very social human.
Yeah, you are.
But when I was in fourth class, I, like, wouldn't work with anyone else in the class to the extent that they sent me to socialising classes in school.
Maybe that's why you're so extroverted.
Maybe. I was like, they've done well in those classes anyway. But they sent me to them when I had to, like, sit there and we have to play, like, team building games, so they'd, like, get us to, like, work with each other because I wouldn't work with anyone else.
That's,
like,
so interesting.
It's just, like, I don't know. And whenever I tell people, they're like, I remember telling, like, I only remembered when I was in, like, second year of college. I was like, oh, yeah, like, that happened. I told my roommates and they were like, what? Like, how? Like, what do they do? Like,
I'm so interested in that now. Like,
I don't even know what it was, though. Like, it was just like, we just like play different games. I remember we had to all write, like, there'd be like the star, the girl who was like star of the week or whatever, and we all had to like write in a book like a compliment about her on each page.
Oh yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, and all of mine were, "You're funny."
Oh, I got a load of,
guess,
"She's nice." That's the worst. "She's nice."
We were banned from saying "she's nice" because it was too much of a simple compliment. It had to be like specific.
Oh man, weak. I remember I went to extra maths, which is absolutely hilarious because I am diabolical at maths today. Like, can't, like,
extra maths isn't like to help with the maths, or
no,
extra maths,
like, we were called brainiac maths, which is grim.
The brainiacs.
Because like, I'm so horrendous at maths, like, so bad.
Clearly not if you were in the brainiacs.
No, I think I peaked. Like, I peaked, like. Like, I peaked when I was 8, like, in maths. Like, peaked. Do you know what's gas to think about? Like, how much work you put in for the junior cert and the leaving cert, and versus, like, how much work you put in college.
Hilarious.
Like,
laughable. Laughable.
Oh, man.
Me studying for, like, one whole day collectively in 3 years.
So grim, like. Actually, no, the thesis now, to be honest, really took it out of me. Like, but, like, everything other than that. Right, will we take uno more question?
Yes. Oh my god, there's so many.
No.
What is your favourite date spot in Cork City?
Oh my god, favourite date spot, straight off the bat. If you're going for drinks, Mutton Lane.
Oh baby.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going for coffee,
Mutton Lane.
If you're going for coffee, I'm a big fan of Idaho behind Brent Thomas. Oh yeah. Secret, like, little chill out little spot, like, love
cute.
That. Yeah, it's behind Brent Thomas. there's only like 7 tables and chairs inside there, like, so it's a nice a little intimate spot. Or Alchemy, but like you'll always meet someone you know in Alchemy. So yeah, or Nano Nagel Place as of recent.
I've heard that's gorgeous.
Haven't been on a date there yet.
Heard it's gorgeous. I haven't even been there yet.
Yeah.
My favourite spot, I'd say, for like coffee, love a bit of Alchemy, to be honest.
Yeah.
Love a bit of Alchemy. So nice. Would recommend their mochas, but made with coconut milk.
Oh.
Tastes like a liquid Bounty.
Big fan of Bounties, actually.
Big fan of Bounties. Are my like house, like my family, Bounties are first gone.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
I think I learned to like Bounties because they were always the last left.
No, I love Bounties. Like, I love coconut. And then for a drink, also Mountain Lane is very gorge. But also, like, I love going to see, like, a play or going to an exhibition or something and then going for a drink after. So then you can, like, discuss that and what you thought. Love if there's, like, a really good exhibition on the Crawford.
The one in the Crawford at the moment is amazing.
I just described an entire day I went on about 3 weeks ago. That was just what I went. Like, that was just it. But, like, that, like, it was, like, a grand date, but, like, that was, like, ideally what I'd want to have, like, coffee help me, but like preferably like art exhibition drinks. I think drinks are nicer than coffee. I feel like it's less formal,
but like I also just like seeing how someone, like, that's definitely like the psychology bug in my head though. I'm definitely like, I'd like to see you now without the crutch of alcohol and see how you get on in this situation.
So fair.
Yeah,
but I think I like alcohol because alcohol in a date, because usually my like dates come from Tinder, so they come from online,
right?
And it'll be usually us meeting for the first time, so I think alcohol lets the kind of flow a bit better.
I get you. I've only been on one Tinder date, you see.
I've been on too many.
We should actually discuss Tinder in a whole
100%. Sure, we have so many questions here, and also if your question wasn't answered today, it's definitely going to get answered another day because we just had so many and we will chat for the ages, I'd say.
I think we leave it there, will we?
I think so.
That's absolutely gas. That's so funny.
Oh my god, we just recorded our first podcast.
Saucy.
Gas.
Yeah,
we just need a guest for our next one, honey.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to be a guest,
yeah, if anyone wants to step forward, feel free. If anyone wants to suggest anything, once again, please also request, if you're listening, please screenshot what you have on your phone now, like whether it's on SoundCloud, wherever you listen to it on. I assume we're going to upload this to SoundCloud.
Yeah, so
we don't even know yet, but a screenshot, put it on your Instagram stories, put it on your Snapchat stories.
Yeah,
try and get other people to listen, like,
yeah
please.
Like what they do with Toucan.
Yeah,
so before we go, we're going to give you the song of the week.
Song of the week, Toucan.
And it's a big shout out to our boy Connor Clancy.
Woo, Con Clance.
So it's not even the song, it's the whole fucking EP, man.
Yeah.
Toucan, We Fell For Miles,
is that the name of the EP?
I think so,
just
yeah.
Look up Toucan, T-O-U-C-A-N.
Yeah, it's like so pretty, Connor, like, fair play to you, man.
It is just a bop, bop,
it's
bop,
a bop,
bop.
Like, it's a bop and a
four
bop.
Songs of bops. Also seen them live before, even I only knew one song, seen them live. Literally, I don't usually have a good time going to a gig where I don't know the songs. Gas.
Bop,
literally bopping along. And like the songs were so good. There's a song called Wonderful Way that I know now because the EP is out, but it was like a week after I just like got this tune in my head and I was like, what is that? And it was Connor's song and I was like, oh my god, that's how good he is, that like it's still in my head a week after.
Yeah, but also like look up Connor Clancy doing hieroglyphics on
on
rooftops, and he's just like, yeah, I'm going to be putting something up on the YouTube there now soon.
Connor Clancy, great musician.
Stay
great man
humble.
Great playwright. Love you, man.
Yes. Okay, right, we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it there, lads.
Congratulations if you got this far.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, listen to us ramble for this long.
Okay,
love you.
Bye.
Have a good week.